You are Locked On Jets, your daily New York Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Friday, September 13th, 2019, as we turn our attention to the 2020 NFL Draft, and this is the Locked On Jets podcast. I am John B. from GangreneNation.com, your host. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe to it. Your options include Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And if you do enjoy the show, please give it a good review. We certainly do appreciate it, and it certainly does help us out. This team, man, I mean, sometimes teams are bad, sometimes teams have bad luck, and the Jets this decade, it's been both. And on Thursday, the Jets received some news that is of the bad luck variety. I mean, there's nothing anybody could do with this, as Sam Darnold's been diagnosed with mononucleosis and is now out indefinitely. Adam Gase, the head coach, indicated, he kind of hinted, he really did not have a time frame, but it sounds like it's going to be a multi-week deal. So the Jets will be without their quarterback Monday night and probably for the foreseeable future, as Trevor Siemian will take over the starting job. And we've been talking this week about how it's overreaction week in the NFL. So you have to separate the things that are overreactions from the statements that are not overreactions. And I think it was an overreaction on Sunday to say that the Jets season was over because they lost to the Buffalo Bills. I think right now it's probably not an overreaction to say that. I think that it's very difficult. I'm not going to say 100%. I mean, yesterday I was racking my brain and I was trying to come up, and I think I scratched out like some plausible path forward for the Jets this year. If he's not out for that long, then, you know, maybe the Browns are just a total mess and they can still manage to lose the game Monday night. And maybe, you know, the Jets are going to get crushed by New England in week three. I mean, look, I'm not even going to pretend that the Jets have a chance in that game. But then you get to your bye, and maybe that's 3 weeks. So then, you know, maybe you get him back for Philly, and you're 1-2 out of the bye. And that's probably where a lot of people had them anyway. But, I mean, that's a lot to ask. I mean, first of all, we don't know he's going to be back by then. And I don't know a lot about Mono, but from what I do, there's a chance that this is a longer-term deal and that you're going to be looking at Trevor Siemian for the foreseeable future. And I don't see how the Jets get past this if Trevor Siemian's starting a good chunk of games here. I think that Trevor Siemian, look, you signed Trevor Siemian for a reason, and that's essentially he's not Bryce Petty. If you have Bryce Petty as your backup quarterback, you might as well go forfeit most weeks. You know, Bryce Petty can't do anything, whereas Trevor Siemian can do more limited things, but you're not going to get, see, like, I think you could probably game plan against the right opponent, you could put together a game plan, cobble together enough things, maybe work around Siemian for a week, possibly two, but I don't think Trevor Siemian quarterbacking this team for any extended stretch this season is going to lead to success for the Jets. And I think it's true of most teams in the league, if we're going to be honest with you. Look, we criticize the Jets when they deserve it, and there's plenty of the Jets do to deserve criticism. This is not to an extent, it's the Jets being bad, and I'll explain that a little bit later, but this is much more just bad luck. Just unfortunate. And it's as I said at the top of the show, sometimes you're bad, sometimes you have bad luck. For this decade, the Jets have had both. I don't know what you can say when your quarterback gets mono, and after week one of the season, you know, we talked yesterday about 99 when Vinny Testaverde went down week one against the Buffalo Bills, and now that would stand the test of time, a quarter and change, and the season's over. And we always made it through one game this time, but it's not the exact same thing, because that Jets team was like a Super Bowl. That Jets team had the talent to go to the Super Bowl. This team, you're probably at best looking at a wild card, and you may even revise that downward after what we saw on Sunday when the Jets lost to the Bills. But it's a similar situation, because this was a Jets team that was built to be very quarterback dependent. You know, if your team's not as quarterback dependent, easier to weather this. The Jets are not. The Jets are totally quarterback. I mean, any path to the Jets having a good year relied on Sam Darnold having a great season. I mean, really, when you're talking about how a team gets past losing its starting quarterback, I think there's one of two ways. The first is that you have a young, talented guy on the bench. And honestly, in a lot of cases, that's just a matter of timing, where you're in a situation where you have an older quarterback and you've planned for the future by drafting a young quarterback to eventually take over. So a situation like in Green Bay when they had Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers because they had drafted Rodgers to take over for Favre, or a situation like in New England a few years ago when Tom Brady got suspended and they had Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, obviously, Garoppolo did not end up replacing Brady, but it was a situation when Garoppolo was drafted where it would seem plausible. It seemed like Brady may have been at the end of his career. So when Brady was suspended, Garoppolo could step in. You know, or it could be a situation where you don't realize how good the young guy is, the way it was in 2001 in New England where they had Drew Bledsoe and Tom Brady. And I mean, look, you're lying. If Belichick's lying if he told me he knew Brady was going to be this good. Or you know, it could be a situation like San Diego, the Chargers had in 2004, where Drew Brees looked like his career was going nowhere, so they drafted the guy to replace Brees in Philip Rivers, and then suddenly Brees turned into a franchise quarterback, so you had a legitimate franchise quarterback on the bench for 2 years and Rivers as a backup. You kind of need to fall into something there. You either need, the timing needs to be right, or you know, something needs to happen for you to have a franchise quarterback on the bench. And I'll say this, the next time you ever mock a team that already has a starting quarterback for drafting a quarterback early, remember this moment, because there's a reason they do it, and that there's no more valuable asset in the NFL than a quarterback. And if you have one quarterback, you need to look for a second quarterback. If you have two, you need to look for a third. And I'm not criticizing the Jets for that, because I don't think there was a quarterback out there in this year's draft. I'm not saying that the Jets dropped the ball this year by not drafting a quarterback early, because I don't think there was a quarterback out there for the Jets that would have prevented this season from going sideways. But I'm just saying this is a general statement, because I see this happen frequently in the NFL where teams are criticized because they already have a starting quarterback, but they use an early pick on a quarterback. This is why they do it. So that's one way. And we'll be discussing the second way a team can get past this in a way that may, an avenue that may have been a little bit more plausible for the Jets here on the ahead on the Locked On Jets podcast. I know Jets fans are frustrated with the diagnosis of Sam Darnold on Thursday, so treat yourself to the meal you deserve and have your favorite restaurants come to you with DoorDash. DoorDash connects you to your favorite restaurants in your city. Ordering is easy. Just open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be delivered to you wherever you are. Not only is your favorite pizza joint already on DoorDash, but there are over 340,000 restaurants in 3,300 cities, so you might find a new favorite too. With door-to-door delivery in all 50 states and Canada, order from your local go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, and the Cheesecake Factory. Don't worry about dinner. Let dinner come to you with DoorDash. And right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter promo code LOCKEDON. LOCKEDON. That's $5 off your first order when you download the DoorDash app from the App Store and enter promo code LOCKEDON. Don't forget, that's promo code LOCKEDON for $5 off your first order from DoorDash. We can't get Sam Darnold into the lineup on Monday, but we can get you $5 off a good meal. We're here, Locked On Jets, after yet another bizarre, man, we have some bizarre days with this franchise, and Thursday was one of them. And not anybody's fault, but obviously very bad news is Sam Darnold will miss the next several weeks, probably with mononucleosis. And Trevor Siemian will step into the starting role. In the last segment, we discussed the two ways you can work around missing your starting quarterback. And, you know, the first way we talked about is, you know, having a young second quarterback off your bench. And I mean, I don't think that's the case with the Jets. I mean, I think Simeon's track record is what it is. I think if Siemian was going to be a franchise quarterback, he probably would have shown it already. The other guy would be Luke Falk, who's probably going to be called up from the practice squad. And, you know, Luke Falk was a sixth-round pick, number 199 overall, just like a guy named Tom Brady. But my hunch is the similarities are going to end there. How many times in one lifetime are you going to see the greatest quarterback of all time drafted with the 199th pick? I don't see that happening. And I think, based on what I saw in preseason, I think Falk is... I think Falk is essentially the version of Darnold we saw Sunday. So, I mean, I don't think that there's a lot happening there. So that's the one way. That's the first way. We talked about that a little bit. The second way is to just build a team that's so good that you are not quarterback dependent. And the Jets have not done that at all. And to some extent, I mean, you can look back to December 30th, 2018 as a reason for that. That was the day they let Mike Maccagnan stick around to run the offseason with spend all the cap space. And... you run the draft. So, I mean, to some extent, but I'd say to a small extent, Now, I think you also have to look through the years. I mean, look at the money positions on the Jets. You know, you've got nothing on the edge rusher. You've got nothing at quarterback, at cornerback. Your offensive line is probably mediocre. I would say mediocre. I would not say terrible, but mediocre offensive line. And those are the money positions in the NFL, and the Jets have nothing there. So essentially, this team needed to ride its quarterback. This was not, you look a couple years ago with the Eagles. I mean, the Eagles had, they had offensive line, they had pass rushers, they had, no, their corners were okay. But I mean, they had, I mean, that was a team loaded with talent. They had a lot of weapons, but they also had a lot of weapons to surround their quarterback, their backup quarterback, Nick Foles, with, which Jets, you know, Jets weapons, again, not terrible, but not great, especially with Enunwa out and Herndon suspended. So the Jets don't really have the infrastructure, and to some extent that's on them. I mean, to some extent that's on them for letting Maccagnan run this offseason, because, I mean, there was no chance that the Jets were going to make smart investments at the money positions once Maccagnan was retained. So, that, I mean, that's partially on them. I would have liked to have seen what Joe Douglas could have done with the resources this offseason. And also, you have to go back years. It's not like this franchise started in 2019, during the 2019 offseason. I mean, they've missed draft picks left and right. They've just done a terrible job for years at the money positions. So I will say, though, it is, even when you have those positions working really well, what happened with the Eagles 2 years ago is not that common. And again, like, there's a lot you can get on the Jets for, and I think that you have to find the balance. I think to an extent you can get on them because they've not invested the money positions, but even if they had, it's really tough to get around losing your starting quarterback in this league. It's probably the toughest thing you can do. And the Eagles made it look easy 2 years ago, but it's, even then, it's not that easy. You know, it's kind of tough, and it certainly hasn't helped that the Jets have failed at so many other personnel moves. But again, I go back to this, and I will get on the Jets when the Jets have done something wrong, when the Jets have done bad. But I think that this is more just bad luck. It's just unfortunate, and it's unfortunate for the fans, obviously, because the fans deserve to see something better than this, and they're not going to get to, probably not going to get to, just because, again, like, you need a lot to work around this. You need essentially the pieces in place that can help prop up a shaky quarterback, and, you know, part of that's the play calling, and unless Trevor Siemian is the Michael Jordan of throwing 4-yard option routes to the slot receiver, they're probably not going to get that. I mean, that was another thing that really helped Nick Foles, was just the tremendous play calling of Doug Peterson, tremendous coaching. You know, it's just none of the pieces are in place right here to support a guy like Trevor Siemian. To the extent you can win with a guy like Trevor Siemian, and look, Denver did have a winning record back in 2016 with Siemian as its quarterback. They did have the piece. So I think Siemian has shown you that if you put a great team around him, you actually can put together a decent season, because they had the defense, they had some good receivers. The Jets have one of those receivers, but it's kind of the discount version of it in Demaryius Thomas. But the Jets just don't really have the pieces around to support Siemian. So this season's probably not going to head in the right direction, which leads me to my next point, is just, and I think it's obvious at this point, Sam Darnold should not be rushed back into this lineup. You know, you're looking at a very daunting stretch of the schedule, and the season is probably going to go down the drain over the next few weeks, just because of the opponents the Jets are facing and the quality of their team and the quality of the guy that's going to be playing quarterback. And, you know, unless it's a scenario where Darnold only misses two games or something like that and he can get back quick, and it's not clear that that's the case, I mean, this season's probably just finished. And I hate to say it, I'm usually not one to throw in the towel this early, but it probably is. So there's no reason to rush Darnold back. And I know some people will say, well, you know, even if you get off to a 1-5 start, the games at the back end of the schedule are winnable. Well, they're winnable, but that, you're not going to run the table, probably. You're probably not going to run the table. You know, look at what happened week one. They're winnable, but that doesn't mean you're going to win all of them. And you probably, if you get off to like a 1-5 start, you're going to have to come close to running the table, if not run the table, to make the playoffs. So there's no reason to rush Darnold back until he's just feeling 100%. And it would be great to get him back into the lineup, because I don't want to head into year three without him having a ton of success in the NFL. But, you know, his health is probably a bigger priority than any of that going forward. You know, I think the biggest thing is going to be if 2019 is truly lost, then try and enter 2020 with a healthy Sam Darnold.
It's NFL playoff time. It's the most wonderful time of the year. And you can get in on the daily action by signing up at MyBookie today. They pay fast when you win, ownership really cares about good customer service, and they offer the craziest prop bets. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. If you join now, MyBookie will offer you a 50% deposit bonus by using promo code LOCKEDON25. That's LOCKEDON, number 5, when you deposit to activate the offer. That's promo code LOCKEDON25. At MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid.
We're here at Locked On Jets the day after the Jets get some terrible news as Sam Darnold's been diagnosed with mononucleosis and will miss Monday night's game against the Browns and probably games heading into the future. You know, it's funny. Once we get into the NFL season on our show, you kind of get into a set schedule, and it's not really the case in the offseason. The offseason tends to be much more freewheeling. You know, you have a lot of more open days. But once you're in the season, Monday's show is typically recapping the game that just happened. Tuesday's show is an open. Tuesday's show you can do a little bit with. You can explore different concepts, maybe have a guest. Wednesday, we do the crossover show. Thursday, we have the mailbag show. And Friday typically is the game preview. And this week with the Jets playing on Monday, today's show is not a game preview. So I was thinking during the day on Thursday and then early Friday, man, I don't know what I'm going to do the show on. And then sometimes events just happen and the question is answered for you. And you, in this instance, you really wish the question was not answered for you because Jets are going to be without their quarterback. So I'd like to end this show on with some degree of hope. And I can't give you any hope for the 2019 season unless this is something that Darnold can get over very quickly, probably quicker than anybody would expect. Maybe this is a blessing in disguise, and I hesitate to say that because, I mean, how many bad things have happened to the Jets over the last few years where you've said something like that where you're hoping it's a blessing in disguise? But I've heard a few people make this point, and, you know, it's worth addressing. I mean, this is not a great offensive line. You're going to avoid him getting hits this year. Based on week one, you question what the team's true upside is. You really don't want another Andrew Luck situation. So now do you get into a situation where maybe you get an early draft pick, you know, a pick again at the top of the first round, which I don't think anybody wants to go through the rough season to get that pick, but maybe you end up back at the top of the first round and you're in a position to trade down and stockpile picks and actually do this thing right and actually, you know, infuse this roster with a bunch of young talent, really invest in the trenches on both sides of the ball, add the pass rushers you need, add the offensive line you need, add some corner, you know, maybe it's something like that. And I got to be honest with you, when you look at, we talked about how lacking the Jets are at the money positions. If you take Darnold off this team, this is a team that's one of the worst football teams in the NFL. I mean, they're not, I still think they're better than Miami. I still think that they'll be favored against Miami. Miami's just ridiculously bad. But I don't know how many other teams the Jets are going to be favored against this year. So, you know, maybe for once, and you just hope because, again, you just need something to go right with this franchise one time. Can something ever go right for this franchise? Maybe this will be the thing. Maybe this will be some sort of galvanizing force where we look back on a blessing in disguise, where you save Darnold the hits, you prevent him from maybe going down the Andrew Luck path, and maybe you get the early pick and you're able to trade down and actually start stockpiling some picks, start infusing this roster with some young talent. And I know we've been saying that for years, but I mean, at some point, doesn't the tide have to turn? Hopefully it will. You know, hopefully it will soon. That's our show for today. Thanks for listening. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast. It's part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, if you enjoy the show, please subscribe to it, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, and leave the show a good review if you do enjoy it. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back Monday to talk Jets-Browns, Week 2, Monday Night Football.